Welcome to session 39, the Chrysalis Effect Transformation Process. Today, we are going to look at the cause and effect of anxious thoughts, and crucially, how to intercept and transform this horrible experience so your mind and body can enter into a healing state. But first, let's remind you of what happens in our body when our mind gets caught in the anxiety loop. The amygdala is the ancient part of the brain that acts as your smoke alarm. It also stores our feeling memory and is linked to the HPA axis, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, which operates our fight, flight, or freeze response to stress. In illnesses like CFS and fibromyalgia, this normal response becomes hypersensitized and starts interpreting harmless events as stressful, so you can end up with lots of fear-inducing thoughts stuck on repeat. So a simple thought of, I'm tired, or I can't get to the shop, will escalate to thoughts of doom and catastrophe, which re-trigger the stress response and send you into a downward spiral. This creates the anxiety loop. Our stress response generates biochemical changes that create physical symptoms, including exhaustion, brain fog, insomnia, muscle pain, and the multiple problematic discomforts that these illnesses bring. So, how does the anxiety loop affect how you feel? The anxiety loop puts your body into a state called sympathetic dominance, which means you can get stuck in permanent fight, flight, or freeze mode, which leads to the digestive system shutting down, causing gut issues like IBS, bloating, and pain. This directly impacts the immune system, as 80% of our immune system is in the gut. This can lead to susceptibility to allergies and food intolerances and environmental sensitivities. Impaired immunity can leave you more prone to getting colds, viruses, and infections. It also affects your body's ability to detoxify, which creates inflammation and pain, and affects energy production, impairing mitochondrial function. The effect on the HPA axis is to disrupt the endocrine system, affecting thyroid, adrenals, and hormone levels, leading to poor temperature control and multiple symptoms which also affect your mood and lead to anxiety and depression. Let's refresh on the mind-body link. It's been thought that the subconscious mind is formed and starts developing right after birth. However, trauma research now shows that this actually happens in the womb before birth. The subconscious mind is located in the medulla oblongata, or the inner part of the brain. From birth to three, everything experienced by a child is stored directly into the subconscious mind, like a computer or sponge absorbing water. So, pictures, words, tones, scents, frequencies of the human voice, and occurrences in the environment are all registered, including emotions and emotional experiences. These are stored in the amygdala and become deeply etched into the unconscious mind. From birth, children recall positive and negative emotional data directly into their subconscious, from parents, other children, caregivers, environment, and animals. So if a dog frightens or bites a child or baby, the feelings and sense memory will have been recorded and can have a profound effect later in life. After the age of three, our conscious mind begins to become activated. In those early years, emotions can become deeply etched into the child's subconscious and create unconscious responses. Depending on early childhood experiences, we will have more positive emotions like love, trust, security, confidence, understanding and happiness, or imprint strong negative emotions like fear, anger, pain, shame, guilt, loneliness, confusion, or self-doubt. We receive programming, just like a computer, through both positive and negative emotions. We know, through many webinars in the recovery pathway that you may have watched, adversity in childhood can be traumatizing and will be stored in the body as feeling memory. Trauma does not have to be something traumatic like a car accident. It is any experience that overwhelmed the child's capacity to cope at the time. It can also be the absence of something it needed to feel safe. Mocking, humiliation, being ignored or someone betraying their trust, being pushed into social situations, can all be overwhelming for a sensitive child and leave a footprint or electrical charge. The child needs to receive the appropriate support, care, or reassurance at the time so the trauma can resolve and be released from the body. These feeling memories can be triggered by sight, scent, or sound, and will generate a fear response or strong emotion and create an anxious state. This is repeated over and over again because when something triggers the amygdala, it believes the danger or painful event is happening right now, no matter how long ago it was. Intercepting and freeing you from these unhelpful, strong emotional responses is a very important part of recovery. Once you can be free of these unconscious triggers, your body can experience safety and peace. This old stored trauma energy needs to be processed, resolved, and released from the body. And there are many ways of doing this, including psychotherapy, emotional freedom technique, somatic body work, trauma-informed yoga therapy, hypnotherapy, matrix re-imprinting, EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, and the chrysalis effect transformation process therapy, which is a 7-part combination-based approach developed and taught by the recoverer and esteemed hypnotherapist, Diana Powley. All of these therapies aim to release the hold that painful memories and negative emotions have had on your subconscious mind that will be driving your beliefs and behaviors. Many of those beliefs will have been limited your capacity to move forward. It's hard when you consciously want to make positive changes in your life while still being held hostage to your unconscious beliefs and not knowing how to break the cycle. Let's take a look at the mind model to understand the conscious and subconscious minds and the role they play. When our mind is formed, a barrier is created between our conscious and subconscious minds, which is called the critical faculty barrier. The conscious mind is actually only 10% of our mind and is responsible for logic, reasoning, awareness, our 5 senses, our ego, our willpower, and a few recent memories. It is our adult or grown-up part of our mind. The subconscious part of our mind accounts for an astounding 90% of our mind. It contains our emotions, our bank of memories, as well as our habits and patterns, our body systems, stored beliefs, visualizations, creativity, and is the child part of us. It doesn't know the difference between fact and fantasy, and doesn't know the difference between positive and negative. Between the conscious and subconscious mind is a critical faculty barrier. This barrier filters out anything that doesn't fit with your learned belief systems. This includes all of the things we have been led to believe by others that we have taken on as true. Anything that opposes that belief will be immediately rejected by the barrier. If you have a poor estimation of your abilities or have taken on beliefs that limit your chances in life, or believe you're powerless to change things, then you will act in line with those beliefs. With regard to recovery, it is one of our greatest challenges is the chrysalis effect when a person has been told by a trusted person or person in authority that they will not be able to recover and has accepted that as a truth. The thought that recovery is actually possible will be rejected immediately. What happens when you think a positive thought like, I want to be healthy and fit? The 10% thought, I want to be healthy and fit, is battling against your 90% subconscious mind. So it could be battling against opposing messages such as, I'll never get better, nothing ever works, everything I've tried so far makes me feel worse. The first tool is to become aware that your critical faculty barrier is being influenced by your unconscious mind that can't actually tell the difference between fact and fantasy. You can start questioning that habitual response and begin to have some control over it. Neural pathways, footprints in the snow. The chrysalis effect recovery pathway has been asking you week by week to review different areas of your life, helping you to peel away those layers of old beliefs like an onion, allowing you to increasingly raise things from your subconscious into your conscious awareness. You have been doing this through challenging your old values and beliefs and state-changing activities like journaling, visualization, meditation, and introducing creativity. These last four generate a trance-like hypnotic brain state that permeates the critical faculty barrier, allowing new perspectives and positive thoughts to replace the negative ones, so you have a greater agency in creating a life that you feel happy in. As you open up and adopt new beliefs that work for your recovery and future good health, you are creating new neural pathways in your brain, and the negative ones that have been habitual and keeping you stuck will weaken and fall away. They are like forging a new path through the snow. The first time you walk through it, you might just leave a footprint. But the more you walk through it, the deeper and more established it becomes. Therefore, it's your automatic route you take. Your conscious will be able to easily access your new pathway. As you take ownership of strong beliefs that you will recover and you can achieve your dreams, be fit again, and be able to take up sports or any activities you love, your fight or flight response will calm down. Your parasympathetic nervous system can be activated, and the anxiety will give way to peace, confidence, and self-belief. The second tool is awareness of available support. For some of us, we might need some additional therapeutic support. In the Chrysalis Effect Recovery Team, we have many therapists skilled in using a combination of therapies, including the Chrysalis Effect Transformation Process, which uses hypnosis along with other modalities like NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, EMDR, and coaching techniques to directly break old thought patterns, deal with deeply embedded emotions, and to break through that critical faculty barrier to help release the negative conditioning of our belief systems and replace it with new positive thought patterns, helping to switch off the anxiety loop so you can feel calmer and more in control, restoring natural balance. To find out more about the Chrysalis Effect Transformation Process practitioners and trauma release practitioners, check out the practitioner directories. This week's transformation of your critical faculty barrier begins with your well-being exercises and a wonderful healing meditation to take you into a deeply relaxed state. As you listen, you will be introduced to positive thoughts to support your subconscious mind to work for you, not against you. Listen to the meditation at least once every day and up to 3 times a day if possible, and let us know how much calmer you feel. I will leave you now with some wise words from Horatio Jones, who said, "Instead of saying I'm damaged, I'm broken, I have trust issues, say I'm healing, I'm rediscovering myself, I'm starting over." And I will be with you on the next time.